There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Hey everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Lachelle Weemy. You guys, we have a chance to have an amazing conversation with empowerment coach Margot Zehr. You guys, she is such an expert in being literally going from stuck to unstoppable. That's kind of like her thing. And I can't wait for her to tell you all about her and all of the things that she's doing to help people these days. Margot, thank you so much for popping into the Unstuck Podcast. And we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. It's really great to be here. So again, I'm excited about supporting women specifically, and some men too, but mostly women, in really helping them get unstuck in their lives. So women who are trapped, who just are like, I'm not sure what I need to do next. I feel like I hate my career, or I've really outgrown my career, a situation in my life, or maybe there's a dream that they've always wanted to do, a dream you've always wanted to do, like write a book or go around the world, and your life just feels a bit humdrum, like, oh, I don't know. And so what I really want for the people that I work with is to help them really achieve those goals and those dreams they've always wanted to do, and they're not quite sure how to get there. Maybe they don't have a clear vision, or they don't believe in themselves. I work a lot with people who have inadequacy challenges. They don't feel worthy, deserving, lovable, all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, totally. Yeah. And I think like sometimes we can't even like see the vision for ourselves. Like we know we feel stuck, but we don't even know like what that unstoppable life would look like, because we don't always believe that it's possible for us. Do you find that that happens in a lot of your clients as well?
A ton. Yes. That's, I think, one of our biggest challenges is thinking, oh, this is for other people. Other people can have these beautiful lives where they feel unstoppable and go after their dreams. But hey, I just have to settle for this because I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Yes. I'm not talented enough. I don't have enough money. It's all these negative ways that hold us back.
Yeah, 100%. I don't have what it takes. I don't know where to start. And then we stay stuck. And we basically live our lives in autopilot. And then we, you know, hopefully grow old, but then we regret like not living our life full out. And both of us have chatted, you know, offline about this. Like we both have this passion of really wanting to make sure that not only are we living out our lives full out, but we want to help other people do the same, right? Like life with no regrets, and to be able to know that we went after what it is that we're being called to do. But like you said, sometimes we don't even know what that is because we don't believe that it's possible for us. And so I just would love for you to talk to us a little bit about how you became so stinking passionate about this particular topic. Let us know about you and your origin story.
Yes, definitely. I'd be happy to share that. So basically, I found myself stuck and trapped in what I call a golden cage. It looked really beautiful from the outside. It was all gold and like full of gems, and everybody was so jealous of my career. In fact, I was working in one of the most prestigious cities and careers I could imagine at the time. I had landed the ideal job. I was working for Procter & Gamble in marketing as a brand manager in Paris. I mean, that everybody was like, you have the best job.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I felt like I was actually trapped in a cage. I felt like I was stuck and trapped in this place that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was going through the motions of trying to go to work and show up, but I was just really unhappy inside. And so I was, you know, I would basically cry. I would spend a lot of my time in the evenings crying, like, how can I get out of this job? Because deep inside, I didn't feel like I was really living my purpose. I felt like I was doing something that I didn't care about. And, you know, who really cares how white your whites are? Like selling detergent just didn't really do anything for my heart. Yeah. I'm like, I want to help the world be a better place. I don't want to sell detergent. And so that was creating a lot of angst inside of me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can only imagine. I mean, I can relate to some of that in the sense that, you know, as you guys are listening to this, you know, that I recently left, you know, my position that I've had for 20 years in an amazing healthcare facility that I absolutely loved, but I knew that I was being called for more, something different. And it's so hard because sometimes I feel like, yeah, I love the way you put that golden cage. I felt like they were kind of golden handcuffs, right? I have the retirement, I have the pension, I have the security of my benefits, I have all of the things of what I know, but I knew that I was being called for more. I knew that God was calling me for something different, and I had to get brave enough to step out of that. Tell me about that for you, because you know, you had this beautiful life, right? And even though you didn't feel fulfilled deep down, it still takes stinking a lot of courage for you to like take that next step. So tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, it took a lot of courage. Well, one of the things I was really facing was the fear of not surviving, the fear of regret. So if I left this wonderful job where I was making good income, was I ever going to be able to make money doing anything else? Was I going to be able to actually, you know, support myself financially? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big thing that happens for a lot of people I work with. A lot of clients are afraid of supporting themselves financially.
Yeah.
And did I really have what it takes to move into a whole different profession? Could I really do this? And so I was really scared about the unknown.
Yes.
Something I work a lot with, I think, is fear. You know, we stay in these cages because we're so afraid. Mm-hmm. Right. We have so many different fears, especially fear of the unknown.
Yes.
And so for me, what it really ended up being about, actually, was going to this place of self-empowerment. I call myself an empowerment coach because I really believe that what holds us back the most is what we believe about ourselves and our abilities and our negative beliefs. So what I started doing was a practice that really helped me immensely was actually focusing on self-love, because I had, and I described this in my book, The Golden Cage, From Entrapment to Empowerment. I had these negative thoughts about myself. Oh, I'm not good enough to do this. I mean, nobody's ever going to listen to me if I become, you know, a coach. Actually, at the time, it was a psychotherapist. And so I did this self-love practice for 3 months straight that I think really shifted my energy field. Because what it did is it gave me confidence in myself. I basically, every single day, as I was walking to work, I had a long walk to work. I love myself. I love myself exactly as I am. You know, I love you, Margo. And I kept like really repeating that. And I didn't know at the time, but actually walking when you repeat an affirmation is one of the most powerful things you can do, because you're doing what's called hemi-syncing. You're accessing the right and left hemispheres of your brain as the movement and your feet are touching the pavement.
Yeah.
So I was programming this in some deep level, and it started really helping me.
Absolutely.
Shift my energy field.
Yeah. There's a kinesthetic association in your brain, you guys, when you can say something powerful and you do the same repeated movements over and over again, it actually solidifies those pathways in your brain. I'm going to geek out for a second here, but I love how you said that, because one of the things that you said that stood out to me, Margo, was that, you know, you didn't have the confidence, but now you do. And so I want you guys to listen to this, because there is hope. If you are listening to this and you're like, yeah, I'm hearing her, but I could never do that. Like, she is giving you guys the blueprint that took her from where she was to where she is now. And I just want to continue to pick your brain about that, because you've given all of us hope right now. And so I would love to hear. So you did your affirmations as you walked. I love that.
Yes. And then what I did is I really got clear on what my negative beliefs about myself were. Like, what were those actual words, that self-talk that was holding me back? And I was very fortunate to run across a process, basically kind of a hypnotherapeutic process, that I actually became a client, and I went and was able to shift some of these core beliefs by going to some of the seed experiences. And that's why, after I actually had the courage to leave this golden cage, I became a certified hypnotherapist. And that's why, as an empowerment coach now, I still use some of these very powerful belief-changing techniques that I learned back then as first a client.
Yeah. So what is a seed experience? Tell us about what that is.
Yes. Thank you for asking. A seed experience is basically an experience. Often it happens between the ages of like 5 and 8 or 5 and 10 when something occurs. And in that moment, all of a sudden, a negative belief starts being formed. So for instance, let's imagine that, you know, you were in front of the classroom and all of a sudden you couldn't find the words of what to say when you were doing a speech or something, and people started kind of laughing or giggling. There might have been, that might be actually a seed experience of like, well, I'm not good enough because I made a mistake, or I lost my words in front of people, and I'm not good enough to be in front of people or give presentations. So that would be an example of a seed experience where that experience starts this negative belief. Mm-hmm. And what the brain does is it actually looks for confirmation bias, we call it. Mm-hmm. The brain is actually programmed. It starts thinking about, oh, what are the other experiences where I'm not good enough? And it starts building these ideas and these stories around not being good enough.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at all of the times you are good enough, and you're even better than good enough, you're amazing.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the thing called confirmation bias. And that's something I also work with my clients on reversing, getting that seed experience. And then what I do is I help people get empowered in that seed experience. Basically, we run and change that experience.
Yeah.
So that they relive it from a more empowered place, which creates a new program inside the neuropathways.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, does it take, you know, hypnosis to be able to get back to that root, you know, seed experience? Or is that something that people can do on their own just by literally thinking about when is the first time that I've ever felt this emotion?
So first of all, I'm not sure if I would actually use my technique of hypnosis because it's kind of a combination, but it does access those deeper levels.
Yeah.
What I would say is that, yes, it is always possible to work a little bit on yourself and kind of think, okay, what is that seed experience? And to imagine it and to kind of work on reprogramming it.
Yeah.
That said, it's much easier to do it with somebody.
Yes.
Because you can get lost. And one of the biggest dangers is getting lost in a story.
Mm.
So one of the big things that I've worked with people on, it really makes a huge difference, is letting go of the story and getting into the emotional realm. And realizing that if you're in just pure emotion and sensations, you can move those kind of repressed emotions that have been stored up, that negative energy inside of you. Part of this technique is to actually remove that negative energy. And so it's hard sometimes on your own to stay out of the story so that you can actually just let that energy be released. And that's part of the process.
Yeah, I love that. So, Margo, like, we're totally geeking out. You guys that have been following me, you know that I just love all things brain science and quantum physics. And that's basically what she's talking about, because those emotions can be trapped inside of our body. And especially when we don't allow ourselves to release those emotions, they can be stuck there. And that, again, prevents us from being able to move forward. And I love how you said the confirmation bias, because it's so true. When we have an idea that is formed in our subconscious, our brain looks for confirmation that matches that story that we have, that programming that we have, which is why our comfort zone is so hard to break away from, because we're experiencing something that doesn't match what the internal programming says should be going on. And it's saying, wait, hold tight, like, this isn't right. And so oftentimes people will go back to their comfort, even though it's not that comfortable, just because their brain is like, what's going on here? Like, this is not matching what I know. Right. And it keeps us stuck. It totally keeps us stuck.
Right. I love the way you put that. Yes. I'm totally in alignment with that. I think we get stuck just in one aspect of things that keeps confirming this bias. What I love about the kind of empowerment sessions I do is when you can run and change that scene and you can see yourself how experiencing in a more empowered way, you start opening that neural pathway. And then I have people do basically a technique daily to keep that neural pathway, to keep basically programming it and look for it now to do the confirmation bias in the positive, to start building that and able to let go of the old. And what happens is you basically have to realize, this is something that I learned around fear. Fear is going to show up. When you walk outside of your comfort zone and you face, like, I'm going to step outside of a comfort zone, fear is going to show up. Fear is going to be a friend of yours there. It's going to be like, hey, dude, I'm here. And or dudette, I'm here. And what I like to say, and what's really helped me, and I do a lot of work with fear, because I can honestly say that I've spent a lifetime working with fear. Like, personally, I've had a lot of fear come up.
Yes, me too.
So I really love the energy. Instead of pushing fear away or trying to like lock fear in the closet and say, I don't have any fear, it's actually a lot healthier to embrace fear, to welcome fear, to actually befriend fear and learn how to work with that energy. And what happens is it can pass through you. And then you can, instead of having a story stuck to it, You unstick the story. Man, you feel the sensation of that fear. Mm-hmm. And what's really amazing is there are techniques to let yourself just move through the fear and get into that peaceful state. And just realize it's a sensation in the body. It's like the ebb and flow of the waves in the ocean. It doesn't have to stick to you if you're not stuck in a story.
Right. So can you give us an example of that? Because I think that's going to be really powerful for people. So can you give us an example of a fear that you oftentimes will help people get past and kind of work us through what you would just do with that?
Oh my gosh, that's like a lot to ask.
I know. Okay, sorry.
I'll give you kind of an example of like what it would be like. So let's say that someone has a fear of failure is probably one of the most common fears out there, right? We've all experienced that.
Right.
So if you're into this story, so to begin with, I help people get a sensation and get the idea, okay, where is this fear of failure in my body?
Yes.
So the secret is to move out of the brain into the body. So you first be like, where is that fear in my body?
Yep.
And then I have you then sense like, okay, what's the color of that fear? What's the texture? And really get in touch with the sensation.
Yeah.
And what does this fear have to even say to me? Like, are there words or is there a noise that is going, is it making sound?
Yeah.
So all of that, really focusing on the body and where that fear is takes it out of the brain, takes it out of the story. So that's one of the clues is to get into your body, right?
Yeah.
The second thing then is to just actually amplify it. I know that sounds so contrary to what you want to do. And that's why working with somebody, especially to do a few sessions, is probably easier. But you want to amplify and welcome the fear and let it almost like it's burning through you. Because what it is, it's just kind of stored energy. And you're like, okay, I'm just going to feel that energy. What does fear actually feel like when I let myself feel it instead of running away from it?
Yeah.
It's really wild what happens to most of my clients is you're like, wow, that only lasted for like 30 seconds, a minute. When you actually allow yourself to feel something you've been trying to avoid feeling.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that we did that exercise for real, because I can only imagine the people listening that are like, I need to work with this woman, because I think that fear is something that holds us back so much. You know, I've noticed that I have the clients that I work with, there's three things that I feel have held people back from success. One of them is a lack of belief in themselves. We've already talked about that. The second one is fear. And then the third one is just straight up lack of discipline. But I truly believe that if you can handle the first two, if you can get a handle on those, then the discipline will just fall into place, because you'll be so motivated by what it is that you're burning desire to do that you will just start to fall into place, and it'll just be like simple habit formation. And so what you're doing is so, so unbelievably remarkable to move people from where they are to where they want to be. I love it so much. So what other things did you find, Margo, that you were using? You said you did the affirmations with the walking. You said that you did the figured out the seed experiences. What else did you do in this state to try to get yourself from where you were to where you are now?
I mean, we're so much in alignment. Because it really goes with the next, kind of the next step.
Yeah.
Which is really what I believe is getting into inspired action. I do believe that you need to work with your inner realms. And in my program that I do, I have a program from Stuck to Unstoppable. I spend a lot of the time working with what I call the inner challenges, the inner obstacles, right? And yet you also need an inspired action roadmap, I call it. Like, what the thing is for most people, the biggest challenge, one, they're not quite sure what their vision is or where they want to go.
Yeah.
So,
right.
What's your heart's calling? What is truly what you want to do?
Right.
And I have some really powerful processes that I do for people to help them get in touch with that. But one of the things that I teach people across the board, I think is also very helpful, is, again, it's the same kind of concept, is our mind is not the place that we're going to get the answer.
Right.
And so, because the mind is this chaotic place that loops around and it justifies.
Yes.
It's kind of like it's kind of crazy. Actually, honestly, totally most minds are a little crazy. You can't find the answer there. So what I do is I help people get into their hearts and learn what a yes or no response is for them. And this helps guide them in really taking action. Like, is this a yes? Is this expansive? Does this feel right? Does this feel juicy and alive? Or is this just like a should and I feel like, no, that's not for me. But I'm still doing it because somebody told me, some random person said I should do this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We are so like connected. It's not even funny that our paths have crossed, because I do the same thing as I'm teaching people how to use their intuitive their body to literally give them yes or no answers. And so I think that's so powerful because we can listen to what everybody else said that we should do. And I will tell you for real, like every time that I've stalled out in my business, it's because I haven't listened to myself. And I've only listened to all of the experts. And I think that when you guys can find an expert like Margo that literally helps you to learn to listen to yourself, it's only going to amplify what you're supposed to do. Instead of some expert telling you, you need to do this, 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 that works really well for them. But when somebody can really help you hone in to who you are, to where you're being led, to what you, lights you up, like that's where the power is, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. And for me, the thing is the energy behind it.
Yeah.
I really believe in inspiration and passion and excitement, those energies. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we follow the heart's calling, what the heart is really telling us, we naturally are inspired and we're not dragging ourselves to do the next step.
Right.
So many entrepreneurs that I've worked with in the past have been just like, oh, I have to do this. I have to make 20 calls a day. And you know, the energy that you get when you have to do something or shouldn't do something, it's not attractive to others. Uh-huh. It doesn't attract people to you. So you're actually not as successful when you're in this kind of like, I should place versus I'm inspired to, I'm excited to, I want to.
I get to.
I like that one.
And
too.
You know, one of the things too that I really want to point out with this is that, you know, you left your really high level successful career to follow your heart. I'm doing the same. And I want to just be really clear with the people who are listening and get your perspective on this, because I think that sometimes people just assume that anyone who kind of goes after their dreams is literally living in bliss land, like 100% of the time, where like we, you know, like the alarm goes off and we jump out of bed and we're like, woo-hoo, let's go do this, you know, like 100% of the time. And I think that like, yes, I'm excited. But, you know, tell people a little bit about what that is like in reality. Like, what does that look like to live out your dream and live out your calling?
Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, life, I think we're all about evolving. I'm constantly evolving, I think, like the next person, right?
Yeah.
I'm constantly learning. And there are moments, even when you are following your heart's calling, you're clear on what that is.
Yeah.
Fairly clear. First of all, one caveat is it's going to shift, because as you grow, you're going to discover new things, new paths. And so things are not static. That's one thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart's calling may shift. And what also can happen is obviously you're going to, like for most people, constantly there's tools and techniques to kind of help me continue on my path. And I know that I have a couple key stumbling blocks that I'm just very aware of, that they're part of kind of my typing. I don't want to go into what that means, but there's very specific reasons why these are the things I think that I'm about learning. And, you know, one of them, for instance, is self-doubt. So I have spent a lot of my life really working on what's a yes for me. That's a huge thing. And even sometimes my mind may go into this place of like, I don't want to do that. I don't know if that makes any sense. And so I'm working still with that thing. Like, I don't want to do that energy.
Yeah.
Then I have to check inside and say, does that feel expansive anyway? Even if my mind's in this chaotic place. And so I work a lot with that. There are some mornings and like my mind is like freaked out about it. Like I don't, it just wants to turn itself off and not be part of whatever I'm doing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm not always like 100% joyful.
Yeah. I wanted to bring that up because I really do want you guys to just recognize that. I would love for you to just kind of describe a little bit about what does that mean when you feel like you're in your purpose, when you're in your calling, because I want you guys to just be able to have an insight into what it is for one person, what that looks like, what that feels like, because I think that if you go into this with unrealistic expectations, you will never feel unstoppable. You will feel stuck because you'll start to second guess yourself. You'll start to think, well, maybe this isn't what my calling is. Maybe, you know, all the things, right? Do you know what I'm saying, Margo? And so tell us like what that feels like to know that you are in stride with what you're supposed to do.
Well, for me, again, I use this word expansiveness.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that always comes to mind is, or my heart more, is the sense of like, yeah, that's expansive. Yeah, I can see the vision. I feel the vision. So it's kind of a connection with an overall vision of what I, how I'm impacting people and how I'm helping people. But specifically, I think where I'm most attuned to, yes, this is my heart's calling, are the actual individual interactions or the group interactions that I, when I'm able to feel that energy of like, wow, I really supported that person in the way I wanted to support them. When I really feel that I'm making a positive impact, I'm like, yeah, that's true. That really is in alignment with me. And so I keep kind of making sure that I'm feeling empowered, but that I'm also feeling like I'm in this open heart space and realizing that there are some people who come into my path, potential clients, partners that just aren't right for me. And then when I'm starting to get this, like, I feel a little closed or a little like, oh no, I'm not sure. Basically, if I'm not sure and I'm starting to doubt things, probably it's not my path. And I need to make sure. Now, occasionally you've got to go through fear levels and say, okay, is it just fear holding me back or is this really not my path?
Yeah. And how do you know that? Like, that's such a great point, because I think a lot of times when people start to second guess themselves, right? Like for me, I trust God 100%. I just don't always trust myself that I can hear him right. And so, trusting God. So how do you know when it's, you know, it's not right for you versus, oh, this is a terror barrier that I'm going up against that I need to, you know, work past?
Well, you know, that's such a great question. And I think it depends obviously on who you are and how this is showing up. I mean, one thing that comes to mind is, first, explore your fear. If you're feeling fear, it's there and you need to explore, go into it. I recommend going into it and really like embracing it and feeling what's in it, like what's really in this fear. And I think once you go into it, you're able to get a little more clarity about why fear is showing up for you. Yeah. And so I think that's the key is always, am I experiencing some sort of discomfort, whether it's fear, whether it's self-doubt, whether, you know, it's one of those things, whether it's, you know, self-confidence thing. Am I experiencing that? Well, first, let me go through that before I make the decision, because my decision's tainted by this energy.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That I need to work through.
That is so powerful, because you're really just helping me understand that, like, that fear, if I look at it and examine it, like, is this fear founded in some other experience deeper down that I'm just bumping up against? Right. Or is this like a truly my body, my spirit telling me like, this is not for me? And how would you, you know, the person that's listening and they're like, okay, I love what you ladies are saying. I do feel stuck. I do feel like I'm needing something more, but they just don't know how to determine what that is. Like, they don't know how to determine, like, what is their calling? What is their purpose? What would you tell that person?
Well, I mean, I would love to support them on figuring this out. Yeah. One of the things I think I can give a little exercise for them to start with.
Yeah.
I really believe that everybody kind of already knows the answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's just that it's kind of covered up and veiled and lots of layers of stuff.
Right.
So one of the techniques that I do in my program From Stuck to Unstoppable is the Inner Wise Self-Download that I really recommend people do. And this is a really simple thing just to get started.
Yeah.
You know, is to just basically take some time away from, it's better to actually do outside in nature, ideally. Like, get out of your house or get out of your office, get somewhere where you can be a little bit more in your heart.
Yeah.
And you just kind of tune into your heart. And I lead people through meditations. Part of my program has these kind of meditative guided visualization experiences.
Yeah.
But you get into your heart, and then from that place, you just start writing, like, if I could really do anything in the world, what would that be? And open up the container wide.
Yeah.
No censoring. Allow the well to just flow and just start writing as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. Do what's called a streaming of consciousness. Don't let your pen stop writing. And if you don't know what to write, say, I don't know what to write. Because what's super important is to get into that energy, into the streaming of consciousness, where it just comes kind of from a deeper level, from your heart, your gut, and not your mind. Because your mind, as soon as your mind stops and says, oh, I don't know how to spell that, I'm not sure what, and like, it gets into this analytical place and you're going to like miss the message.
Right.
So
right.
Just write and write and write and write. And if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. But the point is, you're going to start accessing something deeper. And if you're really like a little on the confused side, it's okay. You just keep doing this exercise and then you can go back and literally be like, when you want to read something after you've done this, you read it from what I call, again, the heart place, where you learn the yes and no. And you're like, I'm reading that. Oh, that feels really expansive. I'm going to circle that little section right there. That's a little hint. It's a hint into what really is your truth. Mm-hmm. This is just a little one of the techniques.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that. So many tools that you have. And I just think that it's so powerful, because one of the things that I always say is that we all are at our core, like our authentic self. And I think that sometimes we just have to go on a journey back to our authentic self. Right.
Right.
And we just let all of our programming, our influences from our family, influences from our friends, kind of dictate the way that we're showing up in the world. And it's really just that journey back to our authentic self, the person that we were born to be here. And I think that one of the things that I've discovered is that when I'm, you know, thinking about my purpose, my calling, it's not like I'm going to be sitting there thinking, oh, I should be a plumber. Like, it's not like the title. It's what kind of service, what kind of lifestyle, what kind of ways am I using my body, my brain, my spirit? How am I being fulfilled? All of those things, you guys, are clues. And just like I get a chance to be fulfilled when I give anesthesia, I'm also fulfilled when I am coaching. And I'm also fulfilled when I am teaching. And all of those things are me being a helper and a healer and an encourager, right?
Right.
So it's like the helper, healer, encourager is who I am at my core, right? And the rest of those things are ways that I get to express my authentic self. And so just remembering that, just like Margo said, that you can pivot, you can shift, because it's really just you either rediscovering who you are, or you're just using another facet of who you are to express yourself, right?
Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, some of the other ways that I've approached this with clients, you know, in the past and still continue to is realizing that all those clues are around you. You've actually, despite yourself, you've always showed up, and actually you have gifts and talents you continue to use, even if your official job doesn't include them. Most people find like, oh yeah, I actually do that for fun. Or people say, oh, you're always, you know, so helpful, or you always have so much positive energy, or whatever. There are qualities that you naturally embody, and you can't really hide from that anyway. And so The point is, actually, you're probably more closer to knowing your authentic self than you think you do.
Yeah.
Because you have this concept of what it should look like. And you're looking, this is something that, I'm going to be really honest, has stopped me a lot of my life, is looking for that magic being or something like, oh, if I could just find this little thing, I will have the solution to my entire existence. Mm-hmm. I will know exactly what I was exactly meant to be like. Having this more idealized thing that really was so idealized. I was searching for some sort of magical being to show up to say, yes, Margo, you are now on the path. So I realized I was overcomplicating things.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You're not the only one who's overcomplicated things. And I think it's so beautiful what you said, because I feel like, you know, when we search for the magic being, though, we get to become the person on the way to trying to get that magic being, right? And so that's not a waste. And it's all of those little tiny bits of the journey that get us to that place that basically allow us to live the life that we're meant to live. And I feel like none of the things that I've gone through, none of the experiences, none of the jobs have been a waste. They've been a part of who I am and a part of my journey that I wouldn't give any of it up, right? And so just, you guys know that there's no right or wrong. And
yes, exactly. I mean, something I love to think about, and in hindsight is so much easier, and maybe something you can try out, you know, those of you who are listening, but to start seeing how really there are all these pieces of the puzzle, life's puzzle, and you don't know how they fit together.
Yeah.
Sometimes you look back, you're like, oh, wow, that's why that happened. That's why I did that job or met that person or had that experience, because I needed to learn that. And so it's like we can't see all the pieces of the puzzle or how they fit together. But it's helped me to really trust that, oh, wow, that's just another piece of the puzzle. Instead of beating myself up or thinking I took a wrong turn. Oh, I just needed to learn that other thing.
No, and I think that sometimes you guys just working with someone else from the outside, they can look at your puzzle pieces and they're like, oh, well, this goes here and this goes here and this goes here and here you go. And we can't always see that when it's our own selves. And when we have somebody that can come in from the outside and look at all of our pieces and put our pieces together, like what Margot does, like what I do, it's so much stinking fun because all of a sudden it all makes sense. And Margot, I just think that everything that you're doing is so fantastic. Is there anything that we haven't had a chance to touch base on before we kind of wrap up our conversation? Anything else that you really, really want to mention? I know it's like so much, right?
Right. Well, you know, I think that we've covered some really important things, but I think one of the most important things is just to simply commit oneself to saying, I'm just simply committed to moving forward and really allowing this to unfold. And realize, I think it takes the combination of commitment and patience to follow one's path. Like to say, I am committed to this no matter what. It's a really big thing. Hiring somebody to help you is a great step towards commitment, or just saying, I'm going to spend a certain amount of time a week really focused on this. Yeah. But it takes commitment because things don't happen overnight.
No.
It is important to have that, but also remember there has to be a patience with this because, you know, like just like it takes time for, you know, plants to grow, you plant a seed to get your tomatoes, you know, it takes time for the fruit to ripen.
Oh my gosh. Like we are in a microwave society for sure.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I think that it's only going to get worse. And one of the things that I have, you know, really, really found that successful people do really well is number one, they recognize the desire for better. Like they, even if they don't have all of the pieces figured out or what their calling is, they recognize there's something inside of them that's saying there's more, there's better in store for me. And I need to go and chase after that. The second thing that I noticed that successful people do is they make the decision. They commit. They say, I'm going to learn what I need to learn. I'm going to do what I need to do until, right? And that's what you were saying. And then the last thing is the do. They get into inspired action, which is exactly what you said. So I just think that there's so much value in everything that you're doing. And your program is called Stuck to Unstoppable.
Yeah, from Stuck to Unstoppable. Yes.
And so, tell us a little bit about it.
So basically, it's takes place over 14 weeks. It's a 13 modules that you'll be listening to videos. But what it really does, and coaching, a lot of live coaching. So there's a lot of options in it. But one of the most important things I feel is that you get in this program, you really work on some of those inner blocks that stop you. With video training so that you can actually like listen to some videos on your own and really do some of the exercises. So every module has not only video training, but has also guided processes in it so that you can use those over and over, no matter what you're stuck. You can, and you'll have access to this for the rest of, you know, the existence of this membership site.
Yeah.
But what's also important then is that there are weekly calls with me to get on there and talk about it, talk when you're stuck and get actual life coaching. I really believe in interaction, that you need to talk to somebody. You can't just do it on your own, but there's an option if you want to, but to really get that support and ask those questions when you need it and to be held accountable. And I also have, I'm very excited about this, an accountability hour. Every week, it's a separate thing from the coaching. You go to your accountability hour to be held accountable with the group.
I love that.
I think accountability goes so far in one's life
100%.
To really make a difference and step forward. So I believe that this program is not only about the inner landscape, like you're really overcoming fear and procrastination and overwhelm. All those things that drag you down, but it's also about getting into inspired action and creating an inspired action roadmap and being held accountable to doing it and committing and having that time frame. What I've discovered and why this is basically a 3-month program is that 3 months is a good amount of time to really be focused on a specific goal and project.
100%. Oh my gosh. That is so powerful. And I'm so grateful that you were able to share that. You guys are going to have access to all of the details inside the show notes so that we can make sure that you do not miss out on any of the things that Margot shared. And one of the things, go ahead.
I wanted to say one last thing. I'm also giving something away for free that's very, very powerful and valuable. It's a 45-minute video training masterclass that's actually from Stuck to Unstoppable. So it gives you 4 principles to learn, and it goes more in depth on some of the things that we've discussed. And it leads you through a visualization exercise called the fork in the road, where you are able to get more in touch with your heart's calling. So there's actually a good process in that free masterclass.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And you guys are going to have access to all of that stuff inside the show notes. And so anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Well, one of the other things is one last thing. I love to connect with people. If you feel like, I'm not sure what to do, Margot. I'm not sure if your program will work for me. I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure if I really get what to do next. And I just need somebody to bounce my ideas off of. I would love to chat with you. And I also offer a link where you can just set up a free discovery session with me. And there's no obligation in this. It's just for me to be able to connect with you, support you, and figure out what might be best for you to move forward.
Yeah, I love that. That's so wonderful. Okay, so you guys know what next is. One of the things, Margot, that we do always on our OnSec podcast is I ask the guest to ask the audience a question that's going to help them move forward from where they are to where they want to be. So what would you ask the audience to think about that's going to help them move forward?
The question would be, if you could impact the world in any way, how would you want to impact the world and make it a better place?
Oh my gosh. That right there, you guys, is going to help lead you to your calling. That question right there. That is so beautiful. Okay, you guys, if you haven't already, make sure that you take a screenshot, put this episode in your stories on your social media, let everybody know about Margot so that we can get the word out about her and all of her amazingness. And we just are so appreciative that you guys are here, that you leave a review, that you let us know everything that you're, you know, taking from these episodes. And I just want to thank you, Margot, for showing up and serving our audience in such a beautiful way today. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. I've so enjoyed my time with you.
Aw, thanks, guys. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the OnSec podcast. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, the Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get OnSec together. Have a great day. Yeah.